This is HPR episode 2803 entitled, Update on my Raspberry Pi Open Media Vault and Nextcloud Instances. It is hosted by JWP and is about 7 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is a short podcast on how my little home servers are working or not.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Good day, Hacker Public Radio community. My name is JWP, and I wanted to talk to you about one of my Raspberry Pis. Normally I just do this, the tech thing. I'm in the weekend down in the basement, and every once in a while I'll throw myself down there for, I don't know, 2 or 3 days and not come out for a while until my wife comes and gets me and says, hey, it's time for you to act normal again. And so I recently had one of these things, and so I had a pile of raspberries and a bunch of different other computers, and I think there's like 13 of them down there now, and I'm learning a bunch of stuff and doing a lot of things with them. And what I learned was that the Fedora 64-bit is not quite there yet. And so I put Raspbian on one of these, 10 or 13 things that I had. And it was a Raspberry Pi 3 B, but not the plus. And so I have three Bs in the collection of these 13 different devices that are down there. And so one has SUSE, one has Raspbian, the other one has SUSE Enterprise Linux on it that I pay $28 a year for, $27 a year for. And you get a lot of stuff for that 27 bucks. You get the full knowledge base at SUSE, full login, full everything. I get the Red Hat login automatically from work because we're a Red Hat partner. And so it that way I have both, and it's quite helpful with any kind of support issues for anything that I do at work or anything. It's well worth the 27 bucks. If you're thinking about a good resource, the $27 for the enterprise license for Raspberry Pi 3B, not the 3B Plus, but the 3B is $27 in SUSE. Okay, but the one I wanted to talk to you about was the Raspbian install. And so I had a 3B, and I put the Fedora on it, and I tried the 64-bit. Now, the ARML 7 with CentOS, it worked fine. But I knew that it was a 3B, and I said, it's not doing 64-bit there. And so I said, went over to Fedora and see if the 64-bit, and I downloaded it and had GNOME, and it was very slow, and it kept having kernel panics and all kinds of things. And so it took like 800 megabytes to get it all up and everything. And so I was like, don't do that. And so I was like, what am I going to do? And I just said, well, why not just download Noobs? And sure enough, it was probably one of the easiest installs that I did. The hardest thing was probably adding the second user. So I added me, JWP, and then added me to the sudo group. Add user group sudo, I think it was, and it worked out fine. And so, but the magic of it is it's just so fast, especially on the VNC. So three or four of those boxes I have a VNC connection, and the reason is I can get UGIT on it, and I can download all kinds of stuff. And I live upstairs, and the internet connection downstairs is maybe 6 or 7 times faster than what I have up here. And so It's just so quick, and I have high res, and that the terminal is configured in all the colors that I exactly want, and full office suite with Chromium. Everything is exactly there, and it's uses almost no resources whatsoever. So I highly, highly, highly recommend that you enable the VNC, that you use the VNC on your Ubuntu 16.04 client, and it does everything. You can cut and paste. It's just exactly like having a separate little remote workstation. You also put YouTube DL on it, so any of the documentaries or anything that you see inside of YouTube, you get there, and so that's the YouTube DL. And that's standard in Debian. I didn't have to add a PPA or do anything. Just sudo apt-get install YouTube minus DL, and then you type YouTube minus DL minus capital F, and then you paste the link from YouTube. It'll come back with the download options. Then you repeat the command by using the up cursor. Then you replace the F, the capital F, with a small F, and then the number of the media type. So it's either, I usually have either 40, 22 or 43 as a media type that I'm downloading. And I mean, it's really great. And why do, of course, why do you want, downloaded content from YouTube? Well, a lot of reasons. You get a lot of old concerts. I travel a pretty good deal for work, and to have my Intel Internet Stick with Ubuntu, and 128 gigabytes of downloaded video, because you get into a hotel room, sometimes the internet's good, sometimes the internet's bad, sometimes you don't want to stream Netflix, and everything is all right, exactly there. And it's all connected to my 4 terabyte Odroid NAS client. Now, of course, when you're using the Odroid that doesn't have that built-in SSD or a 3.5 inch laptop hard drive thing as a SATA, I'm using a 4 terabyte USB drive, and it caps out. It's only got a 2, and so it caps out about 13 megabytes per second download, but it's still very, very okay for streaming stuff off of it. And I found with that Odroid that if you don't update it, it just goes for like ever. It never has trouble. If you start doing stuff with it, like updating it and stuff, it all of a sudden it'll freeze, and you have to go down and unplug it, and you're wondering what's going on and all that stuff. But so yeah, so that Raspbian, it's just so clean, fast, clean, outstanding. Everything's going great with it. All right, hey, I'm reaching about the 7 minute mark. So if you have anything for me, please email me jwp5@hotmail.com, or leave a comment. All righty, take care. Have a nice day.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.